Well, Martin Sovius, when you make this Rikas Adam, by this you have to have Shtei Ma'aton and Shtei Ma'abom, two, that end up to be like a four sides, yet you do not need an Abomis Yochid. An Abomis Yochid is not as long as you make one's Rika. Who is Snufa, lifting up the Mincha, the Hagosha, first bringing the Mincha closer towards the Mizbeach, and by Abomis Sibo, he has to have it, and that's by Abomis Yochid. We have Yudan of Yudis says, Ein Mincha Ba'Bama. They did not bring a Mincha in a Bama, not even in a Bama Gedol Ariza. He also, they were not Makr V'Kor B'Mincha. The Pasuk says, according to him, Hashem Ayyavad and Yisrof Yavrehem, Hashem Zochem, Apnei Asoda. So there's a Diyak only that Zvochim is good, the Shas HaBomis, and not a Mincha. And he held even on the Bomis Tzibur, also did not bring a Mincha. Now the Mishnah goes to continue, what's the difference between a Bomas Yochel and a Bomas Sibo? The Chiyon, that in a Bomas Sibo you have to have a Kohen. By taking a Bomas Yochel, you do not need a Kohen to bring the Korban. Anybody should bring the Korban. Or Big Day Shoris, same thing. You don't have to wear Big Day Kuna, only in a Bomas Sibo, not a Bomas Yochel. Or Chle Shoris, you do not have to have Kli Shoris in a Bomas Yochel. For Reach Nichoyach, that on the Bomas Sibo it has to be burnt the first time the meat, that it gives off a big reach, a big odor, a big smell. Ma'ashenka on the Bomas Yochid, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to roast it someplace else first, and then put it agabi the Marocho. U'merchitza ba'domin, there was no chut ha'sikro in the middle of the Mizbeach, only by the Bomas Sibo you had it to divide between some domin went on top and some domin went on the bottom. But on the Bomas Yochid, you did not have a mechitza, there's no dividing part. Or Rechot Yodayim Raglayim, whoever did the Avodah on the Bomas Yochid did not have to first wash his hands and his feet. By taking the Bomas Gedol, you had to. Aval Hazman, what the Loch is about, when you bring the Korban, if you have in mind, heat at the wrong time, to make a Machshavah Spigul, for Yehanoisa, or else for Maisa, to leave over the meat after the time that you're supposed to eat it, that the dinner is supposed to burn it, for Yehatame, or else let the person is Tame, he's not allowed to bring the Korban, or he's not allowed to eat from the bottle of the Korban, and these three halachis, Shazen Bozer Bozer, both the Bomas Tzibur and the Bomas Yochid, both have these halachis, that the din of Pigum and Noisar and Tomei would apply even by a Bomas Yochid. Yeah, that's the end of the Mishnah. Now to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mai Chutz Megita. Mishnah started off before that if you take the Poradum and you burn it, Chutz Megita, Chutz from the place that you're supposed to, you're not chayef for shkut echutz, since it does not supposed to come into the Pesach HaMayim. What does the Mishnah mean to say chutz megita? What does megita mean? Some Rashlaka, Rashlaka says it means chutz mimotem habodik lo. As soon as the place that's checked out, as we'll see later, before they bring the paradum, they first have to check out that place to make sure there's no mace buried there, there's no tummy there. That's the makom where you're supposed to burn or work with the paraduma. So if you burned it outside in a place that was not Bodik Lo, even though it's not the right place, you're not chayiv for shkut echutz. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said, Asher Shlok is known, I can't be shot. V'aloi kol Eretz Yisrael b'duki hi. And all Eretz Yisrael is Bodik. Like we'll see later, it's checked out, there are no mason around. So any place is Bodik. Rather than to say, chutz megita, chutz, excluding the place that's checked out, all places in Eretz Yisrael checked out. What does the Mishnah mean to say chutz megita to goyim sheshachto lefdin minchemes Yerushalayim? Means if you shechted the paraduma inside Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says v'tzi roisai el michutz, you have to take the paraduma outside Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah chiddush is that he shechted inside, it's the wrong place, so you're not chayav shkut echutz. So the Gemara v'lukma kegoyim sheshachto chutz lechaymo. For it's like negative Pesach. And what do you have to say? The Chiddush is shechted inside Yerushalayim for him, even if he shechted outside Yerushalayim. But he did not shecht the paradum in the right place. He did not do it. Kineged Pesach. Kineged the Pesach of the Oyel Mayid. The Yama Rav Arda Bar Ava. Shechto is like negative Pesach Tula. If whoever they shecht the paradum, and they make the shechit not opposite the Pesach of the Beit Hamikdash, the Mishkan, then it's Tula. Shneimer, the pasuk says, V'shachar Tehiza. So you have to make a shechita by the paraduma, and then Tehiza, you have to spritz the dam. Ma ha zosa. Just like the spritzing of the dam from a paraduma. Kinegra Pesach, there the process of clearly. You have to do a Kinegra Pesach, even though you're outside Yerushalayim. But it has to be in a place that you can see the Pesach of the Beis Hamikdash, and you're shechting it, Kinegra Pesach of the Mishkan, is our Shchitoso. Kinegra Pesach, the same thing, the Shchit of the Paradumo, is supposed to true be outside Yerushalayim, but in the place that you could see the Pesach, Ayamayim. So now the Chiddush of the Mishkan would be, if you shechted not in that place, you're not chayav Shchut Echus. The Lord says, the Chit Taino, maybe you tell me Shana Yechlan is the Lay Makish, he does not make the Tekish, even though the Hazor, the splitting of the Dam of the Paradumo, has to be Meichach, Tefach, of the Hechel, but maybe all the Shchit does not have to be there, but it's not true. The Yitzma we learned, Shana Brakish, we're going to see that, that Shochtach, Tezim, and Tefach, and Yechlan, and Rav Tula, so clearly you see, to make the Shchit of the Paradumo, Shilek, and Yechlan, and Tefach, is consequent of Yechlan. Why? Because to make the Hekish, the Shach of Iza, Rish Lakish Shamal, Kisir, Rish Lakish says no, it's Kasha. Why? And the Chutz Lamach, the Rishach, as long as you shecht it outside, you slime it's Kasha. The Yitzhak level is also like this, so for Shlech and Negra Pesach, if you burn the meat of the Paraduma, you burn the Paraduma outside, but Shlech and Negra Pesach, the Biyach and Ramab Sula, we have Yeshi Yomach Shere, Yeshi says it's Kasha. What's the Machlekes here? The Sorah Sihiza that we learn out this Reifa from the Hazor. You see clearly, Rabbi Yechonah makes this Ekish. Just like the Hazor Yisadam of the Paradumam has to be a Kneged, the Pesach of the Hechel, who are then the Reifa has to be there. For Rabbi Yishiyah Maksheira, why? Our Pirusha Yisorah just means Mokim Shepereshes Lemisa. Shom Teisrei Fosso. In other words, when the Postik says, Al Pirshi Yisoris, the Postik says, like, where you're supposed to burn the Paraduma, the Chorus of Yeshia, there's no special place. All the Postik needs to say is that Mokim Shepereshes Lemisam, the place that actually died, like Rashi says, the end of the Pirchus, where it ended up, wherever the Tzias HaShama was, the Tzias HaNefesh was of the Paraduma, Shom Teisrei Fosso, that's where you're supposed to burn it. But I call upon him according to the Yechonon, you see clearly, he makes the Tekish, that the Mokum HaSereis is supposed to be connected to the Pesach of the Hechel. So one of the Yechonon say of Shana Mishnah is, that if you burn it outside your Shlayim, just like connected to the Pesach of the Hechel, I would have thought to say Yechayiv, Kamash Mon, you're not Chayiv Shchut Echut. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Amri, learn me boy Kama. He needs to say of Yechonon, not only this, but even that. Learn me boy Chutz L'Chayma. Through a chukir roko, not only the shechted outside Yerushalayim, that you're taking it away from its place, and I feel less nimben achayma, even though you burned it inside the chaymas of Yerushalayim, the keruve korva, that you're bringing closer to the Beis Hamikdash, the yemet is kasha, maybe I would have thought the same tak lamais is kasha, kamash lo no, that's too possible. Another teaching of the Chiddush about the heksha of the Paraduma. I don't think it's supposed to be done outside, and there it has to be connected to Pesach and Eichel. But if you'd burn it inside Yerushalayim, any place in Yerushalayim would be kosher, since you'd be in the caravan closer to the Mikdash, the Kamashkla knows still it's possible. But that's the Chiddush, even though it's possible, but the Maisi are not Chayy to Shrut Echutz, since it's not in his caravan, Bifnin. Omar Ma, what we just said before, Omar Le Rabbi Yechon Echon said, V'aloi Kolaris Yisro Bedukihi, the Yechon argues on the Slokas and says, you can't say Mokum Dita means a place that's checked out for Tumah, because no Eretz Yisrael is checked out for Tumah. So the Moor says, the Maikim of Ragi, what's the Machlekes of Yechon and the Slokas if no Eretz Yisrael is checked out for Tumah not? So Masa of Ayyawad Mabul Eretz Yisrael. The Slokas told that the Mabul, when it came down even Eretz Yisrael also. And therefore Rashi says, V'nishko bo atfom eis ha-meisim, and the bones of the Mason was sunk into the ground deep down, and it's hard to check out for that. Well, Master Rabbi Yechon holds to know that Lo Yorad, that the Mabul did not come down into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore have to check out Eretz Yisrael on top of it to make sure there are no Mason around. And Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ushnei Mikrecha Doshu, they both dash in one postage. The postage says in Yecheskel, so the postage says in Yecheskel, Ben Odom, Emolo, say to it, say to Eretz Yisrael, Ateret Loy Mitahoro, Yolena Snatorhi, Loy Gushoma Biyam Zom, like the Mabul that does come down, the Yom Zom, the day of anger. That's what the Pasuk says. The question, what does the Pasuk mean? Shmuel says that Rabbi Yechonin Tzavar it's a Muye Mitamakro. But the Pasuk is saying, there's like astonishment, wondering, and saying like this, Eretz Yisrael, Miloy Mitohara, aren't you tall, aren't you clean? Aren't you clean from Mesim? Aklum Yodu Lecha Gishom B'Yom Zom? Like, did the marble come down upon you? Meaning to say, no, the marble did not come down upon you, so therefore you should be taught. For Eshlok Yisrael, no, Ke Pashtei, the Pasuk means what it says. It says like this, Eretz means Eretz Yisrael, Loi Mitorat, you're not taught. Why not? Milo Yodu Lecha Gishom B'Yom Zom? Like, didn't the marble come down upon you, B'Yom Zom? But since at that time a lot of people died then, and like Rashi says, the bones were sunk into the ground, therefore Eretz Yisrael is still tummy. Means to say it's tummy means that there's still mason buried there. Now the word says, Eisvei Resh Lakash Rav Yechonon. Resh Lakash Resh Lakash Rav Yechonon. There's a Mishnah, it is a theft in Torah, that says like this, but the Mishnah in Torah also says, Chatzei Resh Hayiv Rishlayim, Benuyah Salatella. There were special courtyards in Rishlayim that was built over on stone, and the Tachteim Chol underneath the stone, it was hollow. In other words, the snake Kevratim, that even if there would be a maze buried underneath it, there's a halal, there's a whole space there, so the tumah does not go up, and then the stone itself is a mechitza, so the tumah does not go on top of it. And now on top of this chotzer, Omezi and Noshim Mubarak, they bring pregnant ladies there. The yoldas that would give birth there on top of the stone. In other words, they were born to Tyra. They had no shaykh of Tumas Hameis. Or Magad L'Shom B'Neim. They would raise their children there in that chotza, L'Poro, in order that these kids should be able to work with the Poro, because he wanted people that are tall to work with the Poro. Or Mevi and Shvarim, then they would bring axes, the Agabay and Lothas, on top of the Shvarim, they had doors. The Tinoikas, Yosh V'Naleim. And the kid would sit on top of these doors, again, that there's a mechitz between any mace on the bottom. The koisei shall have them be yodim. And they'll have cups made out of stone, or not be in the kabatuma. Or molo, they will fill it up with water for the eifer of the paraduma. The yoshimim kaimim, then they would sit down in that place. For the kids, you see, they had to do something special to make sure that they were not tumei from tumas mace below them. The verse around the Eretz Yisrael was not bodhuk. Because according to Rabbi Yechonon, that the whole Eretz Yisrael was bodik, why do we have to make such a big chumah here? Let them just make the paradum wherever they want. There's no shal of tumah of mace in Eretz Yisrael. So we hear it's Sarat Resh Lakish, that the marble did come down there, and there is a chash of mace in there, and therefore if you want to make the paradum of the Tyra, you have to go through all this big bother. Tumah says no. Tumah brings down Omer Rav Huna Vrei Rav Yeshua, my loss of the Paro could be not a kashan of Yechonon. Even though the Mikra did, you don't have to be afraid for any mason buried in Eretz Yisrael for the same midbar, for the same marble. Any other mason was buried, we know where they're buried. It's checked out. But still, the Chum made a special my law, and Rashi says, Mishum Kulo Yakilubo, but the Mora says there in Yuma, that Mishum Stukim, Shayim Vimarov, Vishemesh, Haitanashis, Nasis. For Yimitam the Mesakoyin, from a few nice side of self, a Tfu Yain. That we got law careers, a Tfu Yain is allowed to bring the Paraduma. So Medafku used to make a Kayin Tomei, and then he went to the Mikvah, and then he would burn the Paraduma. But since we made one Kula, we wanted to make sure we shouldn't do more Kulis, so they're very, very machmer with the rest of the abundance of the Paraduma. And that's why they went through all this bother to make sure, like, to make it the Cheskas Bodhik 100%. Even though, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Eretz Yisrael is bodhik anyway, but Mishum the Chumra, the Paraduma, they made extra precaution and they made extra Chumras to even check it out further. Now the Gemara says the opposite. That Eisvei Rabbi Yechonon Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon now has to cash about Resh Lakish. He said unto Seth the Nidius that Tam Echad, it once happened that the Motsu Atzomos, they sound like bones from a mace, the Lishka Zirachim in the room where they store the wood for the Maroch by the Beis Hamikdash. Well, Diksha leads to Tumah Yerushalayim, and they wanted to be Gozer of Soul. Maybe there are other bones around in Yerushalayim. They wanted to be Gozer of Tumah in Yerushalayim. He's Omer Rabbi Yeshua Raglos. Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet. Rabbi Yomer, and he said, Loibusha Chlimi Lonu. Wouldn't this be a terrible embarrassment to us? Shenigza Tumor, Alir al Maseno, that you want to put Tumor on the city of our fathers? And the end of us saying, like, Ayay, Misay Mabul, where are the dead people of the Mabul? In other words, we don't find them here in Eretz Yisrael. They're not here because Eretz Yisrael is Boduk. And Ayay, Misay Nebuchadnezzar, where are the people that Nebuchadnezzar killed out? And like he says, we don't find them here. They're all taken away. That for sure Eretz Yisrael is checked out. But since Eretz Yisrael is Boduk, we can't go now and make a Gezer Tum in Yerushalayim. So need to come off. It says like this: Lav Lameim doesn't mean to say the loy heavy. That the Maisit did happen here. In other words, the Mabul did not come down in Eretz Yisrael. So who to write to Rabbi Yechonon that the same Mabul were not in Eretz Yisrael? So Mor says, according to your reasoning, Harugi Nebuchadnezzar, that the Nebuchadnezzar wrote that killed out the Eden. Hachinamid loy heavy. You want to say it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael? And why did it happen? That's where the Nebuchadnezzar killed out the Eden. And what do you have to say? Heve, it's like a true. The Nebuchadnezzar killed out a lot of Jews. But the Fanidu, they moved it out. They cleaned out the Mason. So Achinam, it could be here also the same thing. Heve, maybe the Mabul did come down on Eretz Yisrael. Or Fanidu, and it just means to say, they cleared it out. They took out all the Mason. They're not around. But it could be the Mabul did come down on Eretz Yisrael. So Mora says no. Mora says, the Gemara said, listen, the Yisnul, according to Rish Lakish, if you agree that they removed all the Mason from the Mabul from Eretz Yisrael,